said she used to love me. Whoa, it's like I get too close and she refused to hug me. Whoa, look, she ain't really affectionate, she just wants some time at home. Why are you deleting all your messages? Were you hiding on your phone? No, I don't trust your honesty. Love is cursed by monogamy. Don't keep swiping right, you might see something you won't wanna see. It's okay to say that you needed your own space. If I give you that green light, there's no excuses for breaks. But wait, one thing I gotta say, I'm so done with the game. So you changed, I can see it in your face. You're so set up in your ways. See, it's strange how I gotta take the blame when I'm the one that's in the rain. Yo, all these tears keep falling on me. No more late nights falling on me, no. I hope you see how hard it is without me. Cause we gon' have to learn to set new boundaries. I fell into your tears and let it drown me. Cause I'm too proud to be too proud, I say it proudly.
J-pop versus metal, Dayone. Haku desu. If you were listening last week's episode, I was just fucking with you. If you're just joining us, don't worry about it. I'm kidding. I talked about a certain someone. And she wasn't always like that. That's all I'm going to say. She wasn't always like that. There were good times. This is a show that involves J-pop and metal. And it's a short show today. Because I just want to... I almost didn't do it, and then I figured, no, I gotta do the show. Because I also made some serious mistakes. Besides getting into some personal issues, I made some serious mistakes. Two of them were maybe subjective mistakes that I will talk about first, and then there were objective mistakes that were just simply incorrect facts that were just totally wrong. Let me just tell you what you heard first. Shonen Life Burning Farm at the top of the show. Usual suspect. Tommy Heavenly Six, Tomoko Kawase from the Brilliant Green, doing her solo, one of her solo projects, Tommy Heavenly Six. That was Heavy Starry Chain from Heavy Starry Heavenly, the album from 2006, which has the Halloween song that she's known for, the short version. Chepang after that. Chepang, Chepang, a band that... Bit of an accident over there, possibly. The band that I identified as Indonesian. They are from Nepal. I don't know why I thought that. I guess they're... You know what? I Googled it real quick. Where's this band from? And it said, like, the Chepang people is where they get the name from, and they're Tibeto Burmese, man. I guess that Burmese jumped out at me. It's like Burma. That's Myanmar nowadays. But yeah, Burma, that's in Indonesia, right? It's not. We kind of did this with the Netherlands and versus the Nordic countries and Scandinavia and all that. Burma is in Southeast Asia, which also is the home of Indonesia, but they're totally different countries. Indonesia is the one with all the different islands. Whatever. It's not whatever. No, it's a total mistake. It's not even close. It's not even close. Nepal is Tibet, basically. It's near Tibet. It's not the same country. Also not the same country. The name of the song was Maili Cheyoku Pani Chaldani. Chaldina. See, when you look at the long song titles, the short song titles, like, that could be any language. Long song, oh, that's obviously Nepalese, I guess. I don't know, it sounds sort of Tibetan, doesn't it? Sort of Tibetan, similar. After that, I figured, oh, I'm going to play, I know a band from, that is actually from Indonesia. It's Worm Rot, the grindcore band, Worm Rot. And you heard that band, who is not from Indonesia either. They're from Singapore. Also Southeast Asia, not different, they're different countries, totally different countries. You heard Public Display of Infection from the 2011 album Dirge. And after that, you heard Burger Kill, who is actually from Indonesia. You heard a mellow type of tune called Celestial. They're more of a thrash band. They are a thrash band. And I'm sure we'll hear more of their thrashy songs at some time in the future. But you needed a break after those very intense grindcore songs, I think. And end of the set there was Utada from Hatsukoi last year. Was that last year? I think it was last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago at this point. Hatsukoi? No, that's last year. Last year's Hatsukoi. That was featuring the rapper Javon. He's a London grime producer who does like 90s style grime. It's new style for Utada, but is also 90s. She's branching out in new styles of 90s music, urban music. Usually does the 90s R&B thing. Now she's doing the 90s grime thing, but it's a new producer. The song was called Too Proud, and that was the whole set for today. Because we're just trying to keep it going here, and I just wanted to say something about that. It maybe sounded a little paranoid. Subjectively, it may have sounded a little paranoid when I said people were out to destroy quote-unquote music culture. There's always going to be music. People will always listen to music, and they will always participate in culture, whether they want to or not, or if they're doing it consciously or whatever. But it depends what kind of culture you are participating in. And it doesn't matter what, I don't think, as far as like art and entertainment, the same thing applies to format of music. You can get on a streaming service, even YouTube, you put on your headphones, you plug in, and you listen to a song, you can listen to a whole album like that, just the way you would anything else. It's kind of like, I think I compare it to like a dub cassette. I think it's like a dub cassette. It's not really having the album. I think you have to have the album. But even that isn't really music culture. That's really record collecting culture. And there are people who collect records more than listen to them. Maybe not. Maybe in equal measures. These things aren't exclusive. They overlap. But I mean, I think the thing with streaming services, I think people, and the culture today, people participate less in music culture, and it's more about celebrity culture. And like the streaming, because when you buy an album, you just have the album, and you listen to the album more than once because you want to hear the album more than once. You want to listen to the music, and you want to experience it emotionally, or you want to analyze it and listen to all the different parts and get into how the music sounds and what it's doing and what the musicians are and all that stuff. But the artist doesn't get paid. You're doing it just for yourself to experience the art. The art, the music, everything. Maybe the art in the packaging or there's writing in the packaging. But you're doing it to experience the art. Sometimes, not necessarily, but people get into the idea that the artist is getting paid every time you click that play button. And they're listening to the song as an act of worship, of the celebrity worship. And that seems crazy, Just look at, in Japan, the guys who buy the multiple copies of the idol singles when they come out. They buy multiple CDs, and it's actually incentivized by the record companies, which is one of the reasons why Japanese record companies are still making money over there, mostly because of this crazy culture of buying multiple copies. And they put little different covers. There's sometimes little items in there. AKB48 has a thing where they have little tickets that you can that give you like voting. You can vote on who stays in the group or not, depending on. And if you buy more than one CD, it's just a crazy coincidence that buying more than one CD will give you more than one thing. The other thing was a thing I said about, I guess, nerd culture. I just feel like, if someone from a group, from a well-known, successful group that, like, tours the world and people buy the records and stuff, if that person could be a nerd, what clears the bar for nerd? Like, if that guy's a nerd, of course I'm a nerd. I don't want to be a nerd anymore. I was a nerd, and it's like, oh, we graduated from nerd status. It's like, oh, I'm still a nerd. I'm just a different kind of nerd. I'm a music nerd. I thought knowing about music made you cool, but now it doesn't. Now I'm a nerd again. I guess it's not that bad. I'm not really judging any of these things. Being entertained, I hope this is an entertaining show. I don't know, it's just one, I could go on about that. But that's not what this show's about. I should make another show for going on about things, right? I don't know. Would anyone listen to that? Contact me in some way. There's a new email, or it's the new old email that no one ever used, but I'm trying to get off Gmail. So jim@jpopversusmetal. I'm getting back to. I mean, I'm paying for the server, so I might as well use it. I got to do something with the website. Anyway. Mistakes I made the band being from Nepal, I said something else. Maybe this is not really as important, and I'm sure no one noticed it except for maybe one person at the radio station I was talking about. But I said that I used to listen to the metal show on WKDU, and that was, I don't know why I said KDU, because I listened to KDU in my car when driving through Philly. I listened to KDU in a car. But I'm thinking about a show that I listen to at my home, and I don't get KDU. There's another station, and I thought it was the same the station with the same call letters. It is not. Not the same call letters. The same frequency. It's not that either. Different frequency. It's WGLS, the Glassboro station, from Rowan College. That's 89.7. KDU is 91.5. What is 91.5? 91.5 is something else. In South Jersey. It's a weak station. Glassboro. I barely get Glassboro. I'm right by Glassboro, or I used to be, or I still am. I was, and now I am again. Long story. Anyway, Glassboro, WGLS had a block of metal programming on Sunday nights in the early 90s. And I listened to it, and I heard a lot of good stuff. That's all. I'm sure KDU has metal shows, but I didn't listen to them at the time. They probably have one now. I don't listen to KDU as much, but they're a good station as well. Wow. Was that more complicated than it needed to be? Probably. That's the whole theme of this show, really. I mean, that's really the overriding theme. It's more complicated than it needs to be. Kiyotsukete. Oh. I remember the other thing I wanted to bring up. Peace to the actual cartoon characters. I didn't mean to disrespect the actual cartoon characters. Cartoon characters deserve respect on their own. And So do real people. Right? Just don't confuse the two. Also, shout out to Salicious Crumb. Trump is a bad president.